In fact, some companies in Singapore are already being affected. For example, those who have manufacturing operations in China or sell to manufacturers in China for onward sales to the US are already seeing cancelled orders or deferred orders. This dangerous game of a brinksmanship between the US-China also risks greater tension that can easily spill over to other countries and other areas. Given these significant uncertainties, PM has asked me to set up this Singapore Economic Resilience Task Force to help our companies, especially our small and medium-sized companies, to navigate through these troubled waters. The task force will comprise my cabinet colleagues, together with the Singapore Business Federation, the Singapore National Employers Federation, as well as the NTUC. And in particular, we will establish three work streams. First work stream is on information sharing and sense making. This is to strengthen our collective assessment of the developments as they evolve, as well as their impact on our businesses and our workers. We will reach out and engage our businesses and the trade associations and chambers to share what we know, to understand the implications for them, and to communicate how our various schemes and measures can support them. Second, on immediate support to address the challenges faced by our businesses and workers. As PM mentioned, we at the budget 2025, we had rolled out a comprehensive package of measures for households and businesses. We will assess the situation, and we are ready to provide more support if necessary. The third work stream is on longer-term strategic planning to help our businesses and our economy transform and reposition ourselves in the new economic landscape. As I mentioned, there will be a fundamental reshuffling of production and supply chains going forward. Our businesses have to be nimble and adapt to the new world. This will also open up opportunities for our companies to explore new markets as well as avenues to strengthen their resilience. We will work with our businesses to look ahead, develop long-term plans, and move quickly to seize these opportunities. At the same time, we must also continue to engage the United States to understand their concerns and work constructively with them to address issues in a mutually agreeable manner.